So, February 19th, 2020, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the 100 in Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the 100 in County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our service.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item of business is presentation of the minutes from the regular and executive session meetings of February 5th, 2020. Does anyone have any comments?
Yeah, I was here. It says via teleconference. That was from the last time, I'm sure.
Any other comments, corrections, or a motion to accept both minutes as modified?
I'll make that motion to accept both minutes as modified.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is to open to public comment, limited to agenda items only. If there's a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone would like to make a comment related to the items on the agenda. Seeing none.
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So then we have Resolution 30, 2020, resolution authorizing the engagement of a municipal court prosecutor. As you may know, we have a shared service agreement with the Township of Tewksbury and the Township of Lebanon. The Township of Tewksbury runs the municipal court, and so we are following their lead in appointing as our municipal court prosecutor for the year 2020. Matthew C. Dorsey, Esquire, of the law firm DeFrancesco, Bateman, Kunzman, Davis, Lehrer, Flom, P.C., as municipal prosecutor. Any discussion or motion?
Make a motion to approve resolution number 30-2020, appointment of municipal court prosecutor.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us to old business. Mark has volunteered to run the Township Appreciation Event this year.
So Kim had told me June 6th, September 5th, and September 12th were dates that were open at the park. So
run that again one more time.
June 6th, September 5th, and September 12th. Is there any thoughts on absolutely no's, absolutely yeses?
Do we know when the high school graduation is or any events like that?
Do they hit June 6th? Or? For the past June 5th.
Yeah, all I can tell you is that usually if we pick anything from like the 9th, you know, 6th even, to the 12th, you're good, of June. Yeah. You're doing June.
Yeah, I mean, the 6th seems like the where we were talking about being.
Yeah, is that the second Saturday? Is that
it's
what
the first
that?
Saturday.
First Saturday.
Saturday.
First weekend.
First weekend.
Okay. Yeah. It's far enough away from Memorial Day weekend. It was always that.
It's the Saturday. It's the Saturday after. No, it's two Saturdays after. Memorial
it's perfect.
Day. Memorial Day is on the 25th of May.
Yeah, it's early.
Yeah. It's fine with me. Mm. I mean,
fine with okay. me also.
Okay. And I'll start putting together stuff for June 6th. And
do we need an action, or is that
no?
Nothing else you need to bounce off this right now?
Not at the moment. Now that okay. I know a date, then I'll put something together for probably the next meeting of what my thoughts are, and let's go from there.
Very good. Does anyone else have any other old business?
Old business that I want to ask Matt if he can help us on, because it's been, I know Bev sent the email around that the county is finally actually going to replace the bridge. And back when they first presented it, the county said that we could pass a temporary wait ordinance for Raritan River Road, Little Brook Road, and Hill Road to help our officers kind of support, and then they put signs up saying these are 15-ton to try to enforce the truck route that they're posting, that large trucks don't go down there, and there's some kind of, hopefully, some teeth to say.
Okay, yeah, normally the requirement is that we get that down to DOT in advance, so... do we know when what time frame?
May 4th.
And the other thing is that one of the constraints is it's got to be done by ordinance, so it makes it a little more difficult. And the next question is, do we know how long it will be?
To September 20th.
Okay, because what I've done in order to avoid passing a second ordinance to, quote, undo it, is to make it sunset at the completion of the project as certified by the township engineer, or I guess in this case the county engineer, so that we, yeah, you know, so that I assume that's the intention, that once a project's done.
Yeah, it's intended just to kind of help reinforce there is a truck route posted, but it's like, you know, and realistically, I've seen big trucks go down those roads, and it's not pretty.
Yeah, it's more of a recommendation than an enforceable restriction. It doesn't.
Raritan River, Little Brook, and Hill.
Yeah, and the drawings are all still over there on that pile of the different.
Oh, did they?
They're still. The original. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Would
that have the bridge number on it?
Yeah, it's L6.
Okay. Yeah. So L6. Okay.
Yeah. L.
All right.
L6.
L6.
So the answer is yes, and barring some objection from the state, which I don't know why they'd have any, but we need to act immediately, or as quickly as possible.
Okay. That's the only item I had.
Any other old business? That would take us to the administrator's update.
Yes, I have really nothing else new to report. Basically, would be redundant. But my question is, would it be okay to the township committee to report, since you have two meetings a month, a monthly report instead of because I'll be redundant other than that. But the next one, I won't be so redundant. I'll have more stuff on it. But that's up to the township committee. If you want to report every time, that would be fine. But monthly would be, I feel, would be more, would be better. But that's up to the township committee.
I'd like to see it kept on there. And then if there's nothing new to report, just
yeah,
say it's
I'll keep
nothing
it, yeah.
new to report.
It's basically the same thing, deposit procedure manual. Mm-hmm. And once I get the opportunity to sit with the township taxes collector, online payments, I'm working on that as well. But in the next report, I will have a little bit more to report with regards to CWA, with regards to RPM risk control, and all that kind of stuff. Thank you.
Then new business. We have no new business on the agenda. Does anyone have any new business?
I don't know if this is real. Did you get a message about the Microsoft 365 time to update and put a new password in? I wasn't sure if that was related to our email system or not. It came through the township email.
We don't have Office 365.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't understand. It came today. Okay.
Thanks. Any other new business? No? Then we are ready to move to presentation of vouchers, unless... Nothing from the police chief, okay? Presentation vouchers.
Can you talk about Rob Plimpton had a baby boy?
Congratulations.
Yeah, what day? Do we remember the day? Officer? Last week?
Last
week. Yeah. Owen Plimpton.
Congratulations to Officer Plimpton.
Okay, I have one for Morton Salt. For salt, obviously, $9,387.48. Another one for Morton Salt for $9,910.07. One for Batone Equipment Services for some parts for the equipment, $4,007.31. One for Homestead Lawn and Landscape for $2,940 for snow, ice control, Winding Brook, and Pine Ridge. One for the Lebanon Township Board of Education for the March 2020 school tax, $1,721,166.67. One for North Hunter and Voorhees Regional High School, March 2020 school tax for $922,563, and that's all that apply.
None for you, Brian.
No, I didn't spend any money. I didn't even pay $25.
So I've got the New Jersey Health Benefit Plan for the month of February, $29,406.09. Our auditor second installment of 25%, $7,681. And Finch Fuel Oil for Municipal Building, Library, and Squad Building combined, $2,711.38.
I have one for New Jersey State Department of Health, Veterinary Public Health, for dog license, pilot clinic, animal population, for $1,270.80.
I have one here for Gephardt and Kiefer for professional services rendered for January 2020 in the amount of $2,084.
So the total voucher list we have is $2,727,751.65. Is there any discussion or a motion to approve the voucher list?
Make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us to a couple of items of correspondence. We have some very good news from the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection related to the groundwater issue at Fire Station 1 that's been going on for longer than I've been aware of it. The letter states that groundwater sampling now demonstrates that the New Jersey groundwater quality standards have been achieved. Therefore, the department has removed the classification exception area, well restriction area, effective as of the date of this letter, February 5th, 2020. The next step is for us to decommission properly the couple of monitoring wells that are there, and then that project, Fire Station 1, is done. So I guess we'll ask Warren to get some quotes for us on well decommissioning. Next is the Musconetcom Water Association municipal membership fee of $250. This gets us credit for different education programs. I guess we would have a look for a motion to pay the $250 membership fee.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then the animal control report for the month of January. Anything to highlight?
Nothing. I guess there's the only thing I saw is there's one cat that was apparently bitten and that it was looking for euthanization just potentially because of all the rabies issues in the area. So, but typical lost dog, found dog. Dogs left outside and inspected and checked on and, you know, I don't know. I have seven dogs. I would never think about leaving them longer than 15 minutes outside in any weather, but that's just me. But nothing disastrous.
Yeah, that last one, I heard some scuttlebutt about, and I don't know if we should really talk about it here. Yeah. We should talk about it in executive, maybe under public safety or something like that.
Okay.
Okay. Curator's report.
We had Bev Kohler presentation of the proclamation on the suffrage at our last meeting, which was entertaining. And they're having a suffragette sash making tomorrow and on Saturday. And one other point of interest is, I'll get more information on it, but David Overacre, who does a wonderful job researching the history of homes, is having a presentation on March 22nd, where he's going to have like a presentation to show you how you could research your own homes. He's done a pretty wonderful job with his own place. And it might be of interest to some people. I'll get more information on that as to when and where, the time exactly.
I think it might even be on Facebook already. I thought I saw something, but that's good.
So next correspondence is the final tax collector's report issued by Mary Hyland for the month of January. As we always read these out, taxes collected for the year 2020, and I say final because she retired at the end of January. So Taxes collected for the year 2020, $1,531,677. Taxes collected from 2019, $42,517.51. Interest collected of $2,112.01. Municipal lien redemption of $115.31. Interest lien redemption $67.48 for total receipts of $1,576,489.31. And that takes us to public comment. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone in the public, please just identify yourself, the road you live on.
Hi, I'm Laramie Silber on Musconet Kong River Road. I had two questions, one regarding the voucher that Committeewoman Kohler had just read about the ice and snow removal just on two particular roads, why we're paying for those separately rather than what the DPW does on every other road. And also as far as the DPW garage floor that was discussed at one of the last couple meetings, I know it had been done poorly to begin with and the drainage wasn't right, and I'm hoping that we weren't paying to fix the sort of poor job that was done the first time around, that the company was fixing that themselves from the original contract.
Do you want to do the roads?
Do the floor first, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah, the garage, it wasn't the same vendor, first of all, and I don't remember the year. It was before my time, but apparently the committee, and correct me if I'm wrong, had approved the drawings, so yeah. We really...
I would say that it was never done poorly. Mm. It was done to the design, but there are design specs around the design that was done, and so... After a few years, it was determined that the design specs weren't the way it should operate.
Am I remembering correctly? It was a drainage problem?
It's a drainage problem, right.
So it was the plans, not the execution, sort of.
The tolerances.
It's some of each. It's you know, when you say flat, that doesn't necessarily mean like a plane of glass flat. The people who executed it did it within tolerance of flat, and it turned out we got unlucky and there were some puddles that ran the wrong way.
And so it was going into the lunchroom and then there were things were happening. I'm not going to get into it, but anyway, it's been how many years now? And it was so expensive. Every time we looked to find somebody to do it, it was just exorbitant. So we finally found a top-notch company, got it right, and did it. The other thing, and Matt...
Should we have Matt?
Yeah. The roads that you're talking about, the arrangement is through the Municipal Services Act, which is a requirement for what are deemed qualified communities. It's an obligation created by statute for the township, and due to the uniqueness of the roads and the topography there, we have used a private contractor to complete that service that we're obligated to provide.
What is the definition of a qualified community?
It's set by statute. It's steps that the community needs to take. Normally at the foundation of the community, it involves having an association and conducting meetings and whatnot. I don't want to give you a full exact explanation, but it's a statutory requirement, one that they need to meet and provide proof of, one which we reviewed for compliance with the statute, and this particular community did meet those standards.
Right. And part of the outsourcing choice is that our snow routes, you know, they put X number of tons on a truck. Mm-hmm. They know how many miles they have to go. This would have disrupted the natural flow there, so we're using an outsourced company.
So it's a particular, like, planned modern little sub-development on those areas. I'm not familiar with the particular road.
I mean, the roads we mentioned, it's not modern necessarily, but it's...
All right, thank you.
It is a situation. Any other public comments? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
Make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Do you want to discuss executive session? Because I had nothing else for executive session.
Well, we might as well just have a quick discussion. It'll only take 5 minutes.
Okay. Oh, boy. So we would
I'll take that over.
So this would be Resolution 31, 2020, executive session related to a public safety matter.
Let me, if I could.
31?
Yep.
Well, it's not on the agenda. Can you? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, you can?
I apologize. I had it earmarked. Public safety under NJSA 10:4-12B6. Since it wasn't on the agenda, I just wanted to
Okay, what does it read that again? Is it public?
The public safety exemption, which is 10:4-12, parens, small b, parens, the number 6.
Okay.
Okay, is there a motion for Resolution 31, 2020 to go into executive session?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Would it make sense for you to join? Or I'm not sure exactly what the topic is.
I mean,
does it relate to the police? Or?
Well, it could relate to
the
possible.
Yeah, I mean, if we're under that exemption, we should have.
I mean, this is literally going to take.
We knew we were going to talk about it and didn't put it on.
Right.
I certainly had no idea. So, you know. So I mean.
Okay.